Welcome to Shomer Shomer Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lenishmas, Arabi Akashom, Olav, Asitzchok. We're holding a new Nadav and Vov. The Gemara Amud Aleph in the middle of the page brings a Svara that maybe the Maharacha that holds the fire, that burned the limbs, maybe it was done in Yom Kippur only when Yom Kippur fell on Sunday, not when it happened during the week. Says the Gemara Maharacha, Man hai de loy chayish lakimche. Who is this person who doesn't care, is not careful with his flour? It says that the Maharacha was there every single day of the year. The Rav is using here the Lashon of Man hai d'lechai shlakimche. Who is that person who doesn't care about his flour? The first way to bring the idea is that Torah is like the flour, and the same with flour you have to grind and process in order to bring a full product. Also Torah you have to grind and process to get the full product. And Rav's claim against his Mandalma is that his full product is not pure enough. He's not choishesh for his flour. Now, just a short hour about this. The Rashi, in two different places, explains two different explanations to these words. Lo'ichash l'kimche. In Sukkah Daf Nundal Amud Aleph, there also, Rav has a similar claim to our Gemara. Man ayde lo'ichash l'kimche. It says, b'chol yoyim, they would blow the chatzotzeres to open the gates, and that Mandomer wanted to say that they didn't blow it on Shabbos. So Rashi says over there, what does it mean, l'ichash l'kimche? Says Rashi, toichen u'moitze subin ve'einoi choshesh. He grinds, but he doesn't grind fully. He's producing subin. Subin is a low-grade flour. So he's grinding the wheat, but instead of achieving real good flour, he's only as subin. He doesn't really get to the full product that he could get to. That's Rashi's pshat in Sukkah. But in talking that pedalad, there the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Avo says, the one who asks this question again is not careful with his flour, because Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. What do you bring a quote for Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. He told Rish Lakish, I hold this as a shitas yochit. So Rashi there says, what does it mean, l'chash kamchei? L'mashu toichen im chitin im soilis. He doesn't care what he's grinding. Meaning he doesn't care what he puts into the grinder. Is he putting wheat, which will produce flour? Or is putting into the grinder psoilis? He's putting into the grinder something which will never produce flour. So Rashi and Pesach and Rashi Sukkah are not saying the same pshat. Rashi and Sukkah says that someone who's grinding wheat, but he's not doing his full job, he doesn't achieve the full pure flour, he just gets soupy. Rashi and Pesach says that the material going into the grinder, instead of putting wheat, he's putting something else. Why does Rashi change between these two Gemaras? So seemingly, the Pshat is very simple. In the Gemara in Sukkah, similar to the Gemara by us in Yuma, the Svara that the Tana was coming to say makes sense. It says, maybe this Maharacha did not exist on Yom Kippur during the week. Maybe when they opened the gates of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, they didn't blow the Chatzosis. Says Rava, it's interesting, Svara, but you didn't fully grind it. You didn't fully look into it because the Brisa says, b'chol yoyim mash, for they do it every single day. So it's a nice idea, but you can't really bring it to full fruition. It's not completely fine. Mashaykin, the Gemara and Pesachim, there, the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, your quote for Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. So your whole basis doesn't begin. If your whole basis doesn't begin, you didn't even start the Svara. Your whole concept you tried to say doesn't even start. Says Rashi, you didn't even put into the grinder the right material. These two pshat and Rashi fits very much to the Mahalach of the Sugya. And according to this, our Gemara and Yuma really fits more with the pshat of Rashi in the Gemara and Sukkah. You did a good grinder, you put it into the right material, you just didn't process it to its full fruition. Anyone want to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.